From the Northwest Wisconsin Sports Desk, I'm Dave Tindall. When Damian Lillard returned to Portland last night, it brought back a lot of memories as he arrived at the arena with his Bucks teammates.
Just like remembering the times, you know. You know, I came in, I was just like, man, I'm actually going to the visitor's locker room. I didn't really know where I was going, honestly. But it was just like a, you know, I kind of went down memory lane a little bit as I walked in, and I was like, man, you know, I'm really on a different team. First time coming back, it was like a lot of things went through my mind. But just thinking about the, like I said, down memory lane, the good times, the good people, the moments and everything.
But then the game started. Anfernee Simons scored 24 points, including a key floater with 17 seconds left, and the Trailblazers spoiled Lillard's return with a 119-116 victory over the Bucks. Lillard finished with 25 points for the Bucks in their second straight loss under new coach Doc Rivers. Giannis Antetokounmpo added 25 points and 8 rebounds. DeAndre Ayton had 20 points and 11 boards for the Blazers, who have won two straight. The Bucks are 2-3 since the firing of Adrian Griffin last week, and the road trip continues tomorrow night in Dallas. The Mavericks will be returning to their home court after being clobbered at Minnesota last night. Karl-Anthony Towns had 29 points and 9 rebounds for the Timberwolves in a 121-87 win over the depleted Mavericks, who played without stars Luka Doncic and Kyrie Irving. Rudy Gobert scored 17 points for the West-leading Wolves. Towns had 11 points in the third quarter. Doncic was out with a sprained right ankle, and Irving had a sprained right thumb. Both sat for the third game this season. The Mavericks have lost all three. Dallas has played without at least one of them 26 times in 48 games. No word yet on whether Doncic and Irving will be in the lineup against Milwaukee. The Wisconsin Badgers put their new number 6 national ranking to the test tonight with a big one at Nebraska. Freshman guard John Blackwell says the message this week from the team's veterans has been clear.
They've been saying, like, stay locked in. We're not done yet. We haven't accomplished nothing yet. So they definitely want to keep building on what we got going, not staying content with what we have, and just keep growing from there, because this is a special team and we can accomplish some great things.
We'll have the broadcast of the Badgers-Cornhuskers game tonight on WJMC AM 1240 and FM 96.5 with pregame at 6:30. The game will help set the stage for Sunday's showdown at the Kohl Center with second-ranked Purdue, which beat Northwestern in overtime last night, 105-96. The Boilermakers trail the Wisconsin by one game in the Big Ten in the loss column. Iowa star Caitlin Clark moved into second place on the NCAA women's basketball career scoring list, finishing with 35 points, 10 assists, and 6 rebounds in the third-ranked Hawkeyes' 110-74 victory over Northwestern. Cheered on by a sellout crowd at Welsh Ryan Arena, filled with Iowa colors and dotted with Clark shirts, the senior guard went 11 for 22 from the field. It was her 13th game this season with at least 30 points. The Packers have hired Boston College head coach Jeff Hafley as their new defensive coordinator. Head coach Matt LaFleur made the announcement yesterday. Hafley was defensive backs coach for Tampa Bay, Cleveland, and San Francisco in the NFL before taking the job at BC. His record with the Eagles was 22-26 over four seasons. The hire caught the national sports media by surprise, as there had been no reports that LaFleur had interviewed Hafley. The early money is heavily on Kansas City to repeat as Super Bowl champion when the Chiefs face the 49ers in the big game on the 11th. That caused sports books to drop the opening number that favored the Niners by 2 or 2.5 points to 1 or 1.5 points. FanDuel Sportsbook opened the Niners as 2.5-point favorites. That number was 1.5 as of Tuesday night. The PGA Tour is getting a $3 billion investment from Strategic Sports Group. The deal gives players access to more than $1.5 billion as equity owners in the new PGA Tour Enterprises. The launch of PGA Tour Enterprises comes 8 months after the PGA Tour signed a framework agreement with the Saudi backers of LIV Golf. That led to private equity groups wanting to join. The tour still is negotiating with the Public Investment Fund of Saudi Arabia. The fund is not yet part of the new venture. This is a new version of the AT&T Pebble Beach Pro-Am with a small field and a big purse. What hasn't changed is the weather. Pleasant conditions have given way to extreme wind and rain in Southern California. The views aren't as pretty. The golf is entertaining, though. In a practice round yesterday, Tony Finau hit a driver on the 106-yard seventh hole. This features an 80-man field and the amateurs leaving after 2 days. The purse is $20 million. Jordan Spieth will miss playing with country singer Jake Owen, but he says the field and Pebble make it feel like a major. That's a look at sports from the Northwest Wisconsin Sports Desk. I'm Dave Tindall.